Hi, my name is Jonathan Harden, and it gives me great pleasure to, at long last, be able to share with you the very first audio from the very first UK Emerging Actors Roundtable. Now, obviously, the Emerging Actors Roundtable will be a video which will go online later today, but I thought in advance of that you might like to find out a little bit more about the people that will be participating. So what follows is a series of one-on-one chats that I had with the actors that were selected in advance of the roundtable, and it's all been edited down into about 10 minutes or so, just to give you a sense of what's to come without giving too much away. You can watch the full version, the video version, of the very first UK Emerging Actors Roundtable on the Spotlight UK YouTube channel from 3 p.m. today. That's Monday, the 16th of January, 2017. So, until then, here you go. Enjoy.
Jack Noble. I studied a drama degree at Queen Mary's University, graduating in 2014. So I did that, and I got an agent, a semi-decent agent, and what was auditioning for sort of commercials and TIEs. I kind of felt like I was missing the structure and kind of a set of skills to compete with other people I was auditioning kind of against, I suppose. Not that you should think about it that way. So that's why I'm now doing a one-year postgrad at drama studio. I'm hoping that that will improve and make me much more employable. But it's obviously scary that I spend all that money and then I'm just in the same place as I was a year ago, struggling to get seen for decent work, I guess. But that's just a worry. I feel like I have progressed and it will change things for me in some way, whatever that is. The main aim is to have started to build connections, starting to put things in place to have a career that hopefully lasts a decent amount of time.
Lou Waller. I just moved to London in June, so I'm quite new in the city. I was training with the Actors Class, which is a 10-week course, and I finished there in June. I'm now part of their alumni, and I'm working in a restaurant in London Bridge, and I'm also studying a degree as well, so I'm very busy. I want to get a good foundation in the industry, get a proper feel for it, because at the moment I still feel like I'm in like nursery. I've got like a plan for the next 6 months, but the next 2 years I want to have an agent and I want to be working more regularly, and I'd like to write my own stuff as well actually and get new headshots. That's the first thing I need to do. It's been a bit of a shock how much work you need to put in, even if you're not doing it full time, all the time. And it's so dependent on you, especially when you're so new and quite young as well, and look young. You've got to work enough hours in the week to pay rent, but you've also got to have some time off to do some stuff for you as an actor. And then I've got my degree as well. And then if you're filming something or working on something or you want to write something, then it's just time management as well for me personally.
Hi, my name is Mohadi Masugu. My family is from Swaziland, so I'm from Swaziland, but we're also from South Africa, Botswana, Lesotho. I grew up in Zimbabwe, and I've got family there as well, in Mozambique. I am currently on the acting and CDT course, which is the Acting Collaborative and Devised Theatre course at Central. I'm on the course because it allows me to learn the craft of acting, but also allows me to learn how to make the work that I see or want to see done. I want an agent, but more than that, I want someone I can work with. Someone will say to me, well, you said, and I agreed, that you want to be this and you want to do this, so why don't we do this, you know? And I don't know how you find that person. I think everyone's fantasy is to be in a film. I want that, definitely. But I want to have been on somebody's stage or for amusing it.
My name's Georgia Tui. I'm 24 and I'm studying musical theatre, which is great. I really enjoy it. And I'm also looking to hopefully go and study my master's in acting somewhere down here. So I've applied for 3 different schools. What I've learned is that the competition is rife, but it's also worse if you're an average actor. A lot of actors might see the journey as a big struggle. It's really hard, you know, I'm slogging away and it's really difficult. But I think the journey is the exciting part. At the minute, I haven't really come up against any major setbacks. There's always going to be small setbacks, but I think that's just a given. The struggle for me at the minute is kind of juggling all these things and feeling okay about how everything's going. My goals are to take Elaine Page's Sunday radio show from her and have it for myself. I'm joking. It isn't. But that would be great. That would be brilliant. I just want to be able to have a sustained, fruitful career as an actor and a performer.
So Yunus Buzinab, I'm 29 years old and I'm just started my 3rd year at drama school, at the Royal Central School of Speech and Drama. I'm from Belgium originally. My mother is Greek and my father's Moroccan. So I'm Belgian, Greek and Moroccan. I should kind of get used to saying that. I kind of took on this idea of like curating, like that we have a word, we have a say in our careers, even though, I mean, careers can get like muddy, thinking in terms of not just being like a cog in the whole system, but also having a say, a word, a voice in it. So curating your own kind of the project you want to do, if you want to devise something yourself, what type of job you want to be put forward for. When you're training a drama school, you're very much kind of focusing on yourself, your habits, I mean, it's very much about you, but then all of a sudden the 3rd year happens and you're just, oh, there are other people. So you kind of, you have to be like, okay, how can I introduce myself in a way that's not either pretentious, arrogant, that you kind of spark some kind of interest in them. And that's it. It's been a bit of an interesting kind of challenge. Yeah, it's mainly just finding my voice and finding people who might be interested in working with me.
My name is Jennifer Kay. I'm 32. I'm originally from Bolton near Manchester, and I graduated in 2006 from the Arden School of Theatre. And I sort of fell into TIE, basically. I got a job about 5 or 6 months after graduation, and I really enjoyed it, and I was getting paid to act, and I was working, you know, I was one of the few people to get a job quite soon. And then I just sort of stayed in it. I realised that I was doing TIE because it was better than doing a bar job. And then I had a bit of a crisis of confidence, basically. And I sort of said to myself, do I even love this anymore? Do I even want to be an actor? Am I any good at acting? And then realised I needed to revisit my training and I need to have a bit of a reboot. So I did the whole auditioning again and auditioned for loads of different places. And I got onto the MA course at Arts Ed. And I'm about 7 weeks into it now. For me now, it's all about find the goal, work towards the goal. So, you know, if I could say I've been in something like at the Royal Court, or now I've been in like rehearsal and development for a piece of new writing with the writer in the room and creating something like that and getting my name in the first program, you know, in the first script, that's it, that's the goal.
I'm Paul Boychat. I am 41 years old, and for the last couple of years, I've been trying to be an emerging actor. I did a bit of part-time training at City Lit. That's where I really, really started and kind of discovered that acting was more interesting than anything else I'd ever done before. It got to the point where I couldn't do any more in a kind of part-time way. I couldn't balance the two sides of my life. I had to commit to one or the other. And so 18 months ago, I chucked in my job, kind of set fire to my life in some ways. and went full-time training for a year on a postgrad course at the Court Theatre Training Company. And I've just come out of that in July and August. At the moment, I'm kind of investing in my CV effectively. Like I'm doing short films wherever I can. I'm doing fringy, any kind of theatre stuff that I can do for to build CV, build credits, build experience, all that kind of good stuff. That's unsustainable. Like, I'm going to run out of cash, and I'm going to need to find some way of balancing this new actuary life with something that actually feeds the kids. I would really love to get to the point where I was comfortable saying, I'm Paul and I'm an actor and I'm not there yet. And I think that means working more than I'm not. But that's big dreams, right? I think. Yeah, exactly.
And if that hasn't put you off, and I sincerely hope it hasn't after all the hard work that's gone into this over the past few months, you can watch that very first episode over on YouTube, Spotlight UK, from 3 p.m. today. That's it from me for now. If you'd like to find out more about the Spotlight UK Emerging Actors panel, you can do so at nanything.com/emerging actors. Chat to you soon.